Polish American radio program, which can be heard by more than 500,000 Polish Americans in our area, now proudly presents their Polka Time and Variety program. And now, here's your host, Michael Blihaj.
Dzień dobry, and welcome to our Saturday get-together here on 860 AM, serving southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware on the radio, and the entire world on the internet, from SaturdayVarietyProgram.com or from the front pages of PolishAmericanCenter.com. Well, as we get together on this Saturday, October the 19th, I ask that you contact family members and friends and invite them to tune in. Then sit back, relax, and enjoy as we begin today with this one. It's called Polka Time at Your House, and it's by Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra.
Time when the feeling's in the air, we'll pop a top together, the good times we will share. All your friends and neighbors, they're invited too. When it's polka time at your house, we'll all be there too. All over, we want to feel just right. We'll all sing good cheer, we'll party late tonight. We'll dance all through the night, we'll dance everywhere. When it's polka time at your house, we'll all be there.
Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio, attorney at law, is available to handle your legal matters. She's part of the well-known firm Bennett, Bricklin, and Salzburg, and works in all areas of the law, including immigration, personal injury, compensation, and real estate. Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio is fluent in both English and Polish, and welcomes clients to contact her from throughout the Philadelphia area and New Jersey. If you need legal assistance, call Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio at area code 215-423-4824. That's area code 215-423-4824.
Well, welcome once again to our Saturday Variety program on this third Saturday of October, as we continue the 43rd anniversary of National Polish American Heritage Month during the entire month of October. It was certainly a pleasure to hear from people all over the United States on how they're promoting Polish American Heritage Month. Many people have been using and spreading the word about the information on our website to spread information to family and friends on ways to celebrate Polish heritage. And thanks to everyone for helping us promote the positive efforts we're doing during October. I think it's important for every ethnic group to promote their heritage here in the United States because we are really the great mosaic of the world. And today I will continue to share Polish American Heritage Month salutes, news about events taking place in our broadcast area, and I want to thank all of you for tuning in for the music, news, and information as we continue the celebration of the great Polish American Heritage Month, which, as you can see more information about right there on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. And I would like to say thank you to Alicia Vitarelli, who was the co-host of the Pulaski Day Parade with me. We had a great time broadcasting the parade on WPVI-TV6 ABC. And as you know, it was also enjoyed by people all over the USA who could watch on the internet and also were able to tune in from TV6 ABC. And of course, thanks to Alicia and everyone there from Channel 6 in Philadelphia for doing a wonderful job. And many people also complimented the lineup of the parade. You can see that complete lineup. It's posted on the page 5 in the Polish American News, which is also posted on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. And also, we had greetings to you and yours from the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union. And as you know, they continue to support Polonia in many ways. Visit them on the internet by going to psfcu.com. As you know, this is a national credit union, and everyone is invited to participate. For more information, go to psfcu.com. Well, on Sunday, October the 27th, all of you are invited to the fall polka party there at the Associated Polish Home. That's at 9150 Academy Road in Northeast Philadelphia. It will begin at 2 in the afternoon, continue until 6, and you'll be enjoying music by Dennis Poluski and the Maestro's Men. They're going to have a lot of delicious Polish food and refreshments available. And if you would like more information or maybe to reserve tickets for the fall polka party, that's next Sunday, October the 27th, you will be asked to call John Wisniewski at area code 215-906-1825. That's John Wisniewski at 215-906-1825. All of you are invited. And by the way, there is a promo in the October edition of the Polish American News. And happy birthday in Stolar at this time to Elizabeth Rodman from her husband Alex, to Diana Murczewski from her husband Tom, to Elizabeth Rodman from her husband Alex, to Jean Biletkiewicz from all of her family and friends, to Rose Kfielman from her husband Henry, and to Adette McGuire from her husband Joseph. For all of these great ladies and all the ladies in our audience celebrating a birthday this week, let's enjoy this one. It is on Polish Broadway, and it's by Lenny Gomułka and the Chicago Push.
Ride some Friday night, come out to where the lights are bright on Broadway, on Polish Broadway. Bring a friend and have some fun, cause polka music's number one on Broadway, on Polish Broadway. You'll hear the squeeze box music playing loud and clear. You'll feel the beatsy dancing feet everywhere. You'll meet with friends there from across the nation. Together we'll all have a polka celebration.
Here we go!
Give that special girl a treat, or tell your friends that you will meet on Broadway, on Polish. Problems have but one solution, join the polka revolution. Broadway, on Polish Broadway. You'll hear the sound of pretty trumpets in the air. Polka dancers young and old everywhere. You'll meet with friends there from across the nation. Together we'll all have a polka celebration. We'll be right back.
80 years, the Chev family has brought the old-world flavors of Poland directly to your kitchen at home. From Port Richmond and beyond, Chev's masterful blend of spices makes your taste buds soar as you experience their homemade kielbasa, pierogies, cabanossa, and much more. Stop in today at 3370 Tilton Street in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia to experience Poland's best, or visit them on the web at kielbasiboys.com.
And the organizers and representatives of the Pulaski Day Parade Committee in Philadelphia thank the organizations and individuals that made up the 91st annual Pulaski Day Parade in Philadelphia. As you know, the television coverage on TV6 allowed us to celebrate the tradition of the Pulaski Day Parade and highlight Polish heritage and the Polish-American community with people of all nationalities that saw the parade live on TV6 ABC. Now, it was watched by over 125,000 people on television, on social media, and on the internet, and on live6abc.com. There is a YouTube broadcast of the Pulaski Day Parade, a celebration of Polish-American heritage, men, and you can view it on the Pulaski Day Parade link on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com, and invite others to also view the page, send them the link to the parade. You'll be very pleased that you did. And also Teresa Romanowski, who is the Pulaski Day Parade Committee contact, wants to thank the parade committee and all of the people that offered best wishes to all the parade divisions for an outstanding event and a very positive display of Polish American history, culture, and pride. And today I also have greetings from Councilman Mark Skwula and Councilman Mike Driscoll, as well as from State Representative Joseph Hohenstein. And let me pause now and enjoy these salutes with you. Sit back and relax. Polish American Heritage Month greetings from Walter and Barb Rielnicki, Dennis Ostopowicz, John and Cynthia Krakowiak, Michael Bliash and family, and John Cierw and family. Polish American Heritage Month greetings from Richard and Dorothy Klimek, Teresa Romanowski, John and Mary Alice Gruch, Michael and Karen Krabowski, and Dr. and Mrs. Stephen Skurczynski. Heritage Month greetings from Richard Krzyżanowski Esquire, Honorable Bernice Sobin DeAngelis, Caroline Czeszelka, Mary and Jacek Brock, David and Allison Galewski, and Eugene and Marie Mattioni. And I would also like to extend greetings from all of the members of WSFS Bank. Remember, they stand for service, and you can visit them on the internet and find out where a bank is near you by going to WSFSBank.com. They wish all of you an enjoyable Polish American Heritage Month. Also, Mr. James Robaczewski, the national president of the Polish Roman Catholic Union of America, joins with all of his officers and also the members of the PRCUA in wishing you a very enjoyable Polish American Heritage Month. And I'd like to say they offer outstanding insurance plans, annuities, fraternal benefits, educational scholarships, and so much more. For more information about all of their services, visit prcua.org. That's prcua.org. And of course, you can give their office, their main office, a number during regular business hours at 1-800-772-8632. They are also posted in the October edition of the Polish American News. And when I come back, I'll be sharing some thoughts with you on supporting American workers. But first, I want to say happy wedding anniversary wishes to Anna and Vincent Jankowski, to Bernice and Ron Evans, to Irene and John Adams, to Jane and Anthony Russo, to Jean and Joseph Carpenter, to Alfreda and Mary Butkiewicz, for Marie and Joseph Zarin, as well as for Rosemarie and Bob Marcini and Helen and Edward Bednarik. For all of them and all of you that are celebrating a wedding anniversary this week, let's enjoy this one. It's by Kevin Adams, and it's called How Lucky You Are. And when I come back, I'll be sharing those thoughts with you on supporting American workers.
As you walk, as you talk with the one you love, do you know just how lucky you are? When you stroll hand in hand neath the moon above, does your heart sing how lucky you are? There's so many heartaches in this world of ours, but sometimes a dream can come true. When the one that you love is in love with you, that's the greatest of blessings by far. And you don't know how lucky you are. As you walk, as you talk with the one you love, do you know just how lucky you are? When you stroll hand in hand neath the moon above, does your heart sing how lucky you are? There's so many heartaches in this world of ours, but sometimes a dream can come true. When the one that you love is in love with you, that's the greatest of blessings by far. And you don't know how lucky you
And ladies and gentlemen, American Workers Radio is proud to urge our fellow Americans to promote expanding manufacturing in America and highlight the workers proudly producing items that represent the Made in America label. Why are American-made labels important? Because labels let us know the following at a glance. Number one, a label lets the customer know that many Americans were involved in producing, distributing, selling, and servicing the items, not only selling them at the stores or on the internet. Number two, a label is a symbol of pride for the company and the workers making the products and employing people to get the product to the marketplace. And number three, a label tells us that industries in America are in competition with foreign products and encourage us to support the American-made label, which we know is helping to maintain and expand jobs in the United States of America. After years of seeing so many industries and jobs relocate outside of America, we see how important it is to reestablish every level of American manufacturing base in accordance with modern manufacturing standards and permit America's industries to compete with manufacturers from around the world. If only 50% of the products sold at America's stores and on the internet right now were made in America, our nation's economy would thrive and more Americans would have many more levels of job opportunities. American-made labels let us know that employment opportunities like management, manufacturing the products, sales, accounting, advertising, research and development, shipping, and many more jobs needed to get the product to the market are all allowing American workers to earn a living and in the process add to a strong business base here in the United States of America. As you go out shopping, look for, ask for, and spend as many of your dollars as possible to support America's businesses and American workers. Your suggestions are always welcome. Send them to Michael at AmericanWorkersRadio.com. This is Michael Blihosh. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, tune into American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And ladies and gentlemen, this is always my opportunity to say thank you to the many people that support us throughout the year, and also to the radio broadcasters that repeat my commentary during their broadcasts and also place it in various newspapers. It's really helping us to unite people in a very positive way. You know, this is the election season, so I'm encouraging all of you, if you've got a mail-in ballot, fill it out to the person of your choice, to the people of your choice, send it in. And of course, if you're not going to do that, be sure to vote on Election Day, November the 5th. As you know, a label does represent the company that is making the product. And I'm proud to say that more and more companies are highlighting that they are made here in the United States of America. And that's really what we need more and more people to promote. This is the United States. We want to be united in our efforts to keep people employed and, of course, make things better for our country. No one asked for all of these businesses to move overseas. It was done because that's what they wanted to do. But no one here in the United States really took the time to say, hey, wait a minute, how are we going to keep our people employed? And they just didn't do it. And here we are, 35 plus years later, and we're watching something that has to be taken care of now. And we're looking for people who are in office to start speaking up more about America and American made so that we don't have future difficulties like we have had over the last, say, 25 years with more and more of the companies moving out of the USA. Do spread the word about our efforts. You can go to AmericanWorkersRadio.com, and right there on the front page, you'll see several links that we are trying to promote. You do that, and you can also go on to my weekly commentary, copy it, and send it out to family and friends or your local newspapers to help us get the word out to more people. And also, I would like to encourage you to tune into our last broadcast that's right there on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com, and tune in again this Wednesday, October the 23rd, from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on 860. Remember, you can hear the broadcast from anywhere in the USA simply by logging on to AmericanWorkersRadio.com. You can hear the live broadcast during live time, and of course, hear all of our rebroadcasts right there on the Listen Anytime link. And thanks also to all of you who are looking for the labels and speaking up where you shop. I also want to say a thank you to our panel members, Larkin Conley, Bruce Bassett Powell, Mark Andel, the founder of the Made in America store. And by the way, you can see the link for his store right there on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com, where you'll also be able to see information about National Small Business Weekend and all of our other efforts. If we don't promote it, I don't understand why you know, we can't get more recognition on it. That's the problem. And as I say so often, many people are fearful about putting it on their radio stations or in their newspapers because many of the products and many of the stores have foreign-made products, many foreign-made products, and they don't want to rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, how about we pause now to enjoy this selection? It's called Only in America, and it is by Dennis Paluski and the Maestro's Men. Remember, they will be there at the Associated Polish Home Ballroom next Sunday. That's the 27th from 2 until 6 p.m. Plan to go over and enjoy yourself. This next selection is for all of you. And ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the Saturday Variety program, which serves southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware, 7 days a week here on 860 AM. And remember, you can always listen to the broadcast from our radio site by going to SaturdayVarietyProgram.com or from the links on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. And if you have Alexa, you can also say, Alexa, Saturday Variety Program. I'm Michael Blihosh, your Saturday and Wednesday host, and I welcome you to spread the word to all of your family about all of our broadcasts. Our schedule is the same, Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon. On Monday and Tuesday, enjoy Barbara Ilnitska. On Wednesday, I'm here for another edition of American Workers Radio. On Thursday morning at 11, Barbara is back. And at 11:45, it is the Pauline Fathers radio broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. And then on Friday morning, Barbara's back at 11. And every Saturday, I'm welcoming you to be with us here on 860 as we celebrate another Saturday with music and, of course, all sorts of information. On Sundays, tune in from 12:30 until 1:30 in the afternoon with hostess Barbara Jonicka, followed by Polonia Today with hostess Debbie Micah. And if you have a special event coming up in the family and you'd like to have it mentioned here during our Saturday broadcast, just send me a brief note to the Polish American Radio Program Office. That's at 308 Walnut Street, Philadelphia, PA 19106. Mark that to the attention of greeting. I would also like to remind all of you that when you look at the October edition of the Polish American News on page 14 and 15, there are some highlights, brief outlines of Polish history, and it's really very interesting. Do copy those pages and email them to family and friends. And as we all see, there are many conflicts and difficulties taking place all over the world. And from what I see, we have to have these countries settle these conflicts on their own and with the people that they are having conflicts with. Of course, the United States diplomats are always invited to be part of making peace possible. And we thank everyone for helping to support their efforts. And we hear ongoing reports on what is happening in the world through the news media. And I know that each and every one of us is looking for ways to resolve all of these conflicts and return to peace and respect for each other. And I have best wishes to you for a very enjoyable Polish American Heritage Month from everyone at Anizik's Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Fuel Oil. And of course, you can check them out on the internet by going to anizik.com. They serve Camden, Gloucester, and Burlington counties, New Jersey. And for more information, if you live in those counties, give them a call at 856-456-5953. And now I have a few more Polish American Heritage Month greetings. Heritage Month greetings from Philadelphia Federal Credit Union, Gruszewski and Schaller families, Lieutenant Colonel Michael and Kathleen Fedet, Burns Tavern, and Ammon Shoprite. Polish American Heritage Month greetings from Danuta Dobrowolski, Judy and Tony Leisure, the Clouder family, Diane Muchowski-Labruno, and Albert Karwowski. Happy Polish American Heritage Month from Christine Kuzmain, Polish National Alliance Group 714, Stephanie McCurry, Thomas Orawiec, and Henry Rzewski. And I also have Polish American Heritage Month greetings from everyone from Polish American Social Services. As you know, they've been serving southeastern Pennsylvania and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania for 116 years. And for more information, I encourage you to visit them on the internet by going to PolishAmericanSocialServices.com or UnitedSocialServices.com. They have many links on the front page of their internet sites that will be helpful to you. You can also give them a call Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. at area code 215-923-1900. And best wishes as well from everyone from the Polish American Cultural Center Museum. They're at 308 Walnut Street in historic Philadelphia, and they encourage you to stop by and, of course, visit their exhibits, stop by and visit the Independence Hall, Liberty Bell, and all the other sights and sounds of historic Philadelphia. For more information, check them out on the internet by going to PolishAmericanCenter.com. There is a link that takes you to the link that will offer all the information about the Polish American Cultural Center and your visit to historic Philadelphia. And now it's time for us to say happy birthday and stolat to Rich Miłowicz from his wife Ellen, to Ted McMillan from his wife Rosemary, to Michael Ostaszewski from his wife Helenka, from Jonathan Usewicz from his wife Lisa, and from Stanley Rutkiewicz's family and his wife Mary. They want to wish him the very best and stolat. And we'll also send this one out to Edmund Fudali from his wife Anne. For all of them and all the men in our audience, and for everybody that's going to be going to the Associated Polish Home Ballroom on Sunday, October the 27th, between 2 and 6 p.m. for the great Dennis Poluski and the Maestro's Men, we're going to enjoy this one. It is the Howie's Oberek. Well, today I also have Polish American Heritage Month greetings from everyone at Polka Deli, located at 2719 East Stalliania Avenue in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia. For more information, give them a call at 215-634-3750. And as you know, next Sunday, October the 27th, everyone is invited to the fall polka party there at the Associated Polish Home, Ballroom 9150 Academy Road in Northeast Philadelphia. That's from 2 until 6 p.m., featuring the very popular Dennis Poluski and the Maestro's Men Orchestra. They're going to have lots of Polish food and refreshments available. And for more information, you can call John Wisniewski at area code 215-906-1824. That's area code 215-906-1824. And you can also send that out to family and friends. There is a promo in the October edition of the Polish American News. And talking about the Pulaski Day Parade, Helen Cizio, the Grand Marshal of this year's parade, wants to say thank you to everyone that honored her during this year's parade. And she thanks you very much for all of your unbelievable efforts. For more information, do check out the parade. You can check the parade out by going to the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com, and you can click on the link that says 2024 Pulaski Day Parade. You can watch the parade again. And of course, compliments to all the organizations and people that participated. Also, Polish American Social Services ask that I remind people that whenever you go for a prescription refill, remind them about the GoodRx program. It is available to everyone, regardless if you have an insurance plan or not. Ask them about the GoodRx program. It does help to save money in various prescription areas. So do check it out by asking your pharmacist. And also today, I have special greetings from Rivers Casino. As you know, they're located at 1001 North Delaware Avenue in Philadelphia. Rivers Casino invites you to stop by and enjoy yourself. And also, I have greetings today from Mr. Kazimir Kowalski, from Joseph Valunas, from Pat Foka, and all of the people from PAHA, the Polish American Heritage Association from Camden County, and also from the Gruszewski and Schaller family. And also, I'd like to include right now greetings from Kamil Huddle, and also from Henryk Michalkiewicz from the Polish National Alliance, the Vineland, New Jersey area, and from Barbara Milewski from the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union. And don't forget, if you're looking for some unbelievable gifts, Polska Polish Pottery and Gifts is there to serve you. They have two locations in Pennsylvania. One is in the King of Prussia Mall. That's at 690 West DeKalb Pike in King of Prussia. You can give them a call at area code 610-256-2306 or visit them online by going to polskapolishpottery.com. And all the products that you order, they will be able to ship directly to you, no matter where you live. Also, they have a second location, Polish Pottery Pride, and that's at 29 Wyoming Valley Mall in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And they can be contacted at area code 570-592-6382. And you can also visit that location online by going to PolishPotteryPride.com for the most unbelievable gift. Make sure you check out PolskaPolishPottery.com. And now I have some additional greetings for Polish American Heritage Month. Polish American Heritage Month greetings from Burns Tavern, Kazbach Caterers, Florkowski Builders, Eugene Gniewek Funeral Home, Dr. Ewa Marczak, JPT's, Joseph Pataccio, Wesley Muschow, Polish National Alliance, Polka Deli, Polish Eagle Sports Club, Riley Ratkowski Funeral Home, Dan O'Mara State Farm Insurance Agency, and Lawrence Tokchuk Funeral Home. And this is also another message that I would like to share with you and ask that you share with others. More than 20 million Americans share full or partial Polish heritage. Polish Americans are part of every aspect of life in America. They are well known for their contributions to the arts, music, education, politics, engineering, communications, medicine, religion, travel, sports, research and development, and community events. They are inventors, builders, and professionals that make up the great mosaic of America. And I mean those people in this country over the years. And of course, they've journeyed here for 416 years, and many people immigrated before World War I, during World War I, before World War II, during World War II, and many generations of people and grandchildren and children have been located all over the United States, and we have to honor them. And this is the same with all other nationalities. I also had the privilege of going to the Italian parade last weekend. I attend the Hispanic parade and also the Veterans Parade and the St. Patrick's Day Parade. I always ask these people to salute one another because that is what America is all about. Well, how about we pause now and enjoy this selection? It is by the Polka family, and of course, we're going to send it out for some very special people. That's going out for the birthday of Anthony Markiewicz from his wife, Anna, for Brian Hutzman from his wife, Alfreda, to Henry Zutkowski from his family and friends, to Joseph Maltz from his wife, Helena, and for John Butler from his wife, Kelly. For all of them and everyone celebrating a birthday this week and everyone celebrating October as Polish American Heritage Month, let's enjoy Polish People in the USA.
Started out alone to look for somewhere that they could begin to call their home. So they sailed across the ocean blue, powerful yet free, looking for a place with God, hope, truth, and liberty. As they gazed into the vast valleys, for it was plain to see, the beauty of this vivid land was not a mystery. Just to make ends meet, working day and night and night and day, with blisters on their feet. They were proud of who they were and what their heritage stood for. And when the night fell, they would bow their heads and thank the Lord. Every one of our ancestors journeyed just about the same, from far away to this great land to give themselves a name. And if they were here with us, I just know what they would say. Okay, everybody.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I have Polish American Heritage Month greetings to you and yours from everyone at Union Roofing. And as you know, they serve southeastern Pennsylvania and New Jersey. For more information about all of their services, check out unionroofing.net. That's unionroofing.net. Or give them a call at area code 215-464-6425.
The Edward C. Tomaszewski Funeral Home and Supervisor Sandra Tomaszewski, located at 2728 East Allegheny Avenue in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia, wishes all of Polonia a safe, happy, and healthy Polish American Heritage Month.
And I'd also like to encourage you to visit the last page each month. It is the last page of the Polish American News, and it is located on the top of the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. It has many of our advertisers listed there. And of course, you remember we talk so much about Lech Services and Polka Deli and WSFS Bank and B Flowers. And so many of the people that support us, do check them out on the last page of each edition of the Polish American News. And I'd also like to say how important it is that we spread the good news about people like the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union. And they are very important to our community as they constantly help us promote public events. For more information, visit them on the internet by going to psfcu.com. And for all of your floral needs, remember, Bee Flowers is located at 2637 East Allegheny Avenue in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia. And you can check them out on the internet by going to bee-flowers.com. And also, Chervs Kielbasy is another great supporter of ours. They're located at 3370 Tilton Street in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia. For more information, check them out on the internet by going to kielbasyboys.com and give them a call during regular business hours at 215-423-1707. And also, I take this opportunity to also say our brethren in the Ukraine certainly need our assistance. As you know, this has been going on for over 2.5 years, and many people have fled to Poland, and we're trying our very best to accommodate them during these very difficult times. And for more information on ways that you can assist, I encourage you to visit PolishAmericanCenter.com. There is a link right there on the front page. Campaign to aid Ukrainian refugees. Your support is very, very much appreciated. And for more information about all the events taking place there at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, visit them on the internet by going to polishshrine.com. That's polishshrine.com. And now I'd like to pause to enjoy this selection with you. It is by Stanky and the Coal Miners, and it's called Stolat, and we're going to send it out for all the people that worked so hard with us to promote October as National Polish American Heritage Month, and of course, the Pulaski Day Parade in Philadelphia. Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you can see by the clock on the wall, it's getting close to the time to say Dobrodzhenia. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for spreading the word. Thanks for watching the Pulaski Day Parade. And also, you can see a rebroadcast on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. Thanks to all of you. We'll be thanking you as time goes on as well. Celebrate Polish heritage, and don't forget, next Sunday the 27th, the Polka Party is taking place there at the Associated Polish Home from 2 until 6 p.m. Until this Wednesday at 11 or next Saturday at 11, I wish you and yours the very best. This final selection is by Dennis Poluski and the Maestro's Men.